Blog Talk Radio.
Love Jesus, we got a prayer in the name of the Lord. To see the region, we shall never be defeated. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of Jesus. We got a power in the name of the Lord. To see the region, we shall always overcome. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of the Lord. Do see the region, which shall never be defeated. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of Jesus. We got a power in the name of the Lord. To see the region, we shall never be defeated. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of Jesus. We got a power in the name of the Lord. To see the region, we shall never be defeated. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of the Lord. To see the region, we shall never be defeated. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of Jesus. We got a power in the name of the Lord. To the region, we shall never be overcome. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of Jesus. We got a power in the name of the Lord. To the region, we shall never be defeated. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of the Lord. We got a power in the name of the Lord. glory. We shall never be defeated. See God of power. See the leader of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. There are holy, silent truth, sweet and good, and be a living sanctuary for you, Lord. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, there are holy, silent truth, sweet and good, from the beginning, sanctuary, for you, Lord, for preparing a sanctuary, for a holy, silent truth, sweet and good, and we are living, sanctuary.
I want to be a living
sanctuary. For you, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Your word holy, silent too. We can see. I want to be your living sanctuary for you. Hallelujah. This is our Miracles Radio, our television ministry, speaking your way from Silver Spring, Maryland. Here is Archbishop Stephen John Biocolo of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Glad to be on your way again. It's a good day today to reach you again with the Word of God. And God is working mightily in our midst. And we need to enjoy the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We see on our topic, anger management. Be angry and sin not. That's the Word of God. A lot of people get angry and they begin to do strange things. Get angry and begin to kill and destroy life and property. That's not the will of God for you. The scripture says, anger dwelleth in the bosom of a fool. Anger dwells in the bosom of a fool. Only a foolish person will be angry stupidly, because vengeance is God, and God said he will repay. Vengeance is God. God said he will repay. You are not the one to give vengeance. God is the judge, is the ultimate judge. He's our solicitor and advocate. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, says, thou shalt not kill. God is not interested in us killing. But a lot of people get angry, they get annoyed, and they want to kill. They shoot guns and shoot people and kill people. That's not the will of God for you. God says, thou shalt not kill. All liars, all fornicators, all adulterers, all murderers shall have their part in the lake of fire. Murderers. You cannot be a murderer because you are angry. Your anger is not enough for you to have gone to kill. You are killed by the sword, shall also die by the sword. That's what Jesus said at the Garden of Gethsemane, when Peter had to cut off the ears of those who came to arrest Jesus. Jesus put the ear back and he said, no, it's not by power, not by might. If you want to kill by the sword, then you die by the sword. God does not create you. God didn't create you to be a murderer. See, running around with guns and shooting people and killing people, innocent blood, innocent people. That's not for you. God wants you to live a holy life. God wants you to be his dwelling place. You were created to be his dwelling place. And so to hear the voice of God, God should be speaking to you. See, and also to listen to the devil. The devil tells you, go and steal, go and kill, go and destroy. The devil is not your master. The word of God says, to whom you yield yourself, servants to obey, in servants ye are. When you yield yourself to Satan, then Satan uses you. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit will use you. You don't have to yield you to the voice of the devil. The devil tells you, go and destroy. The devil tells you, go and commit adultery. The devil tells you, go and commit fornication. The devil tells you, take your gun and shoot all the people. And then you obey the devil. When you obey the devil, you are a servant of the devil. That's not what you are supposed to be. You are supposed to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are supposed to represent Christ here on earth. You are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not supposed to be murdering and killing and shooting. That is what God created you for. God created you to be his dwelling place. God created you to love, to hurt, to minister to people's need. On the cross, Jesus said, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Jesus, forgive us, you know, while he was being crucified. And the last time, with his dead body, they mocked him and kicked him around. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. We need to be able to forgive and forget. Just because life is hard for you does not mean that you have to put your frustration on mankind. That life did not favor you does not mean that you have to go around killing and destroying people in anger. You need to control yourself. The fruit of the Spirit, self-control, contentment with godliness is great gain. Oh, the Apostle Paul had to make this clear. The contentment with godliness is great gain. Why will you go around murdering people and spilling innocent blood? Judgment day is coming. Each of us shall stand before the throne of God, and we shall give account of ourselves to God. What will you be telling God on the last day? On the last day, Apostle Paul will be called and be rewarded the crown of righteousness. Peter and Paul and all the disciples, those who are faithful servants of the Lord Jesus, will say to them, welcome, thou faithful servant. And then for you, you will be telling Jesus how you have killed people, how you have murdered people, how you have shot guns and shot people. May God deliver you from that spirit. God did not create you a murderer. And you don't have to be one. Cain, who murdered Abel, the Bible says God cursed him. You don't need to carry the curse of God upon your life. All murderers shall have their path in the lake of fire. That's the word of God. All murderers shall have their path in the lake of fire. The one dieth not. And fire will be burning them day and night because they are murderers. That is the destination of a murderer. They are following Satan the devil to darkness and hell and fire and brimstone, punishment, eternal judgment upon their lives because they choose to be murderers, killers of human beings and blood shedding. That is not the will of God. My brother, my sister, God is calling you today to repent. And accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, be born again, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? This is the time for you to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will set you free. You regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. This is the time for you to cleanse your heart. This is the time for you to cleanse your heart, cleanse your mind, so that in heaven you have peace and joy and love of God. In heaven there are no liars there. In heaven there are no thieves there. In heaven there are no prostitutes there. In heaven is the kingdom of God. It's righteousness, peace and joy. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, are the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, are the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, are the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, child in the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Righteousness, child. Die in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, die in the Holy Ghost, are the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, die in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, die in the Holy Ghost, are the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Don't you want to be inside of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Are you ready to look at the future for Jesus today? This is the hour of decision. This is the hour of salvation. This is the hour of deliverance. This is the hour when you decide for the Lord Jesus Christ. Choose this day. Who will you serve? Choose this day. Who will you serve? For me and my house. You need to choose this day whom you want to serve. Some people want to serve the devil. When you serve the devil, you go to hell. When you serve Jesus, you go to the kingdom of God. Why are you still wasting time? You drink and drink and drink, take drugs, and make yourself a mentally deranged person. And then the next thing you do is to carry guns and shoot people. That is not the obsession. Jesus, what you say? What that the truth shall set you free. Feel free to email us today, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. And then you can call us on the phone for prayer counseling, area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Feel free to visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.com. podomatic.com, ourmiraclestv.podomatic.com. We invite you to watch it with us here in Jesus Christ, Zero Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Street LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Meet you every evening, 7 p.m. daily, for the Word of God and prayer and teaching, especially on Sunday evening, 7 p.m. we have great men and women of God preaching and teaching and ministering. Want you to come and receive all that God has for you. So many people have been coming. It is your time for you to come now and receive what God has for you. Jesus loves you, Felicia and I, we love you, and we wish you long life and prosperity. Remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ. The only way to the kingdom of God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the word God says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming unto God except to the Father. Repent of your anger. Repent of your hatred. Repent of your evil heart, that the Lord Jesus will come into your heart and dwell in you, that you might have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Now is the day of salvation. Today, when you hear the voice of God, delay not, because you do not know tomorrow. Tomorrow will be too late. Now is the time. Now is the time for the new anointing. Every yoke of sickness, all must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, all must be broken. Every yoke of sickness, all must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of problem, all must be broken. Every yoke of trouble, all must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of problem, all must be broken. Every yoke of trouble, all must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of problem, all must